This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I mean, it's hard to compare, you know, rookie quarterbacks, but I can tell you that Jaden is playing at a high, high level. He's got his team. They built it around him. I think Cliff's done a great job there in terms of building offense around Jaden. They have skill players. They have a really great running back, veteran offensive line. They've been doing a great job. You see it on tape. They've got a lot of plays. There's all kinds of space out there that they've created with all of that mix and chemistry together that they have. So we have our hands full, you know, and definitely starts with Jaden, but it's the whole offense, and we've got to be on point. John.
It's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh singing the praises of Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels in preparation for the big-time matchup Sunday from M&T Bank Stadium. Commanders and Ravens. Washington looking to make it five straight victories. They're off to their first 4-1 start since 2008, just the second time since 1999. So all vibes are well here in the district. We'll go right now out to the BetQL guest hotline where we'll go behind enemy lines. One of my absolute favorites, Melissa Kim, who covers the Baltimore Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, is set to join us right now. You can follow her on the OX app at Melissa Y. Kim. Melissa, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. That was such a nice intro. Oh, my gosh. I'm blushing right now. That was so nice of you.
You can expect nothing less from your boy. Selfishly, we got to plug ourselves.
That's sweet.
You can catch me and Melissa on the call of Howard Bison University football coming up this weekend.
You bet. Every home game.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Melissa, obviously we brought you on here, one, because you're just an awesome person to talk to, and two, we want to get your insight on the Baltimore Ravens. We're calling this Going Behind Enemy Lines. You are out there each and every day on the practice field with the Baltimore Ravens. What is their mentality, talking about Baltimore's going into this game against Washington?
Look, you just said vibe check in Landover is vibes are high. Vibes are very high in Baltimore, too, out in Owings Mills at the facility there, and they have been. These last couple of weeks, the offense has really come together, especially with Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. That was one of the biggest things, right, coming into the season in that off-season signing. You think about, oh, my God, Derrick Henry joining Lamar Jackson. That's just not fair. But then in those first couple of weeks, obviously against the Chiefs and against the Raiders, there were some growing pains, right? An offensive line where three veteran starters left during the offseason. So definitely a lot of growing pains there. But especially as you see the run game come together, which is such a highlight of this franchise, they're based on the power run. And then this past week, you see the pass game open up. You see that Lamar Jackson can indeed throw the ball, something he's been criticized for a lot in his career. So I think, especially with the offense playing the way that they are, the vibes are definitely high in Baltimore as well.
Looking back at last week's game, Melissa, Lamar Jackson, I mean, throwing the ball 42 times seems like a pretty high number for him. Obviously, he had the OT session that gets him a couple of more attempts. But how would you judge the way they were able to run the football versus Cincinnati? Because if you take out that Derrick Henry 51-yard scamper that we saw towards the end of things seemed like they were struggling a little bit to get things going on the ground.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing about this offense, right? Yeah. Lamar is such a dual threat in that sense that he can make things happen when one aspect of the game isn't working. So obviously, Derrick Henry not exactly getting the yardage that he wanted in that first half. So who does Lamar go to? Zay Flowers, obviously a big target for him. Mark Andrews, everyone's thinking that Mark Andrews was cooked or dead or like whatever. Right. I mean, he's here and still with us, very much alive. And then you see guys that are a little bit lower down in the arsenal in terms of pass catching. People like Charlie Kohler, who has been honestly one of my favorite people since he got to Baltimore 3 years ago. And he is someone for his size. He's such a massive human being. And when he first got to Baltimore, he told me, I haven't been getting a whole lot yet because I'm learning to block a little bit more. He went to Iowa State, and he was such a big guy in terms of their pass game there, but he came to Baltimore. Tight ends are a little bit used a little bit more in the blocking scheme here. So he had to, you know, have some growing pains. We'll call it not all growing pains. He had to have some growing pains as well. But this year, you know, he told me in the locker room last week that the great thing about this offense is that they all feed off of each other in terms of ideas and different things that they want to do. And so you really see the results of all of that chemistry, whatever the stuff that they're building on the field.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they have been hotter than Takis offensively here to start the season. Really, the last couple of weeks, as you mentioned, you know, we've seen the pass game open up a little bit more. Derrick Henry, though, doing what he's doing at this stage of his career is simply remarkable for you. And this is where I get to, you know, we get to peel the curtain back a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, getting to go into work, Melissa, and covering arguably the most dynamic backfield. I'm calling it of the 2000s. I was talking to you a couple of weeks ago saying how lucky you are. Did this franchise understand, I guess, what they were getting in Derrick Henry? Because it felt like, you know, there were some doubters across the NFL and NFL circles about how much tread Derrick Henry had left on the tires. And clearly here through the first 6 weeks, Melissa, I mean, no questions
Listen.
At all.
You want to talk about built different? This man is literally built different, and he does that intentionally, right? We've been hearing a lot in the past couple of weeks about Derrick Henry's diet and his routine and all of that. And Marlon Humphrey actually kind of gave us a little glimpse into his life last week because they're friends from Alabama. Mm-hmm. They play together in Tuscaloosa, and he said he goes over to Derrick's house all the time. And he was like, look, he's like, that man is so self-disciplined that he eats like literally food with no, Marlon could describe it as very bland food. He's like, I'm a big sauce guy. I need like ketchup, barbecue sauce, ranch, like honey mustard, everything. Apparently Derrick's food is very bland. Mm. And one of the players actually told me, he's like, I walked into the locker room one day and Derrick was literally raw dogging a bowl of spinach with like avocado on top.
Good
so
gracious.
No dressing, just right. Like raw spinach and avocados.
Lord.
So that takes a lot of discipline. I don't know about you, but like I need like my like snacks and sweets and all that stuff. So Derrick Henry is like very much intentionally built the way that he is. So yeah, he might be a little bit older in the game if you want to talk about running backs and the longevity of that position. But at the same time, it's very intentional, you know. So what you're seeing right there is, I think, something that we might not see in our generation again.
Mm. A back like that, that takes such good care of his body. 6'2". 250. I worry about tackling him if you're a member of the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
That's been an issue that this defense has struggled with. But speaking of struggling defenses, one thing, Melissa, that I feel like hasn't been highlighted a lot is this Baltimore Ravens pass defense. Now, playing the run, they're the best in the NFL in terms of rush yards per attempt and rush yards per game. Is that a result of them jumping out to leads against teams, or do you think their run defense is actually that stout?
No, I think the run defense is exponentially better than it has been in the past seasons, and I think it has to do with the longevity of the guys that have been at that position. There hasn't been a whole lot of turnover, I want to say, in the last 2 or 3 seasons in the run defense in general, at the D-line specifically.
Yeah.
Broderick Washington is someone that I talked to a lot, and he said that's one of the big reasons why they've been one of the best defenses, if not the best, against the run so far this season. And you mentioned those early leads and then, you know, the late comebacks from the opposing team with the Ravens, and it's a lot, you know, due to the other team's pass game. Well, the secondary is very well aware of that. You know, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Williams, they know that. I mean, Kyle specifically said 2 weeks ago, he's like, we know that we've been giving up these leads late, and we gotta keep the foot on the gas. You know, we can't, like, let up just a little bit just because we're ahead by so much. And from the Baltimore perspective, this is a very talented, that might be the deepest and most talented group of secondary guys that they've had here in a very long time. And to play the way that they have has definitely, I mean, they've all been disappointed. They will be the first guys to tell you that they have been disappointed. Marcus Williams, you think about, hasn't really had that much of an outstanding season so far. But and he's someone last year who played basically with one arm the entire season, and he was great last year. So I think that obviously they're getting used to a brand new defensive coordinator. Zach Orr is in his first year, although he's been the middle linebacker coach with this team. The inside linebacker coach, rather, I should say. But I think that, you know, they brought in Dean Pease, a veteran guy, today. Actually, he was out at practice today. I saw him today. And to kind of help coach the defense a little bit more, too, to help Zach a little bit with those growing pains. I think growing pains is probably the theme of this team this year because they've had so much turnover, which this team generally hasn't had for the last two or three seasons. So I think that the defense is coming along. I just think that because they're held to such a high standard, that's one of the hallmarks of this franchise, right? Having a stout defense. You think about Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis.
Right.
And so they've always kept that standard really high. They had a historic defense last year. So I think that's why they're still good. Don't get me wrong this year, but I think it's the standard that they're holding themselves to that kind of makes them be like, oh, we might not be as good as last year.
Yeah, I agree with you. You mentioned that to me why things are so stunning defensively for the pass defense, that is, for Baltimore's. As you mentioned, under Mike McDonald last year, they were historic. They were the first team in the NFL to record the fewest points allowed, the most sacks, and the most takeaways in a single season. The pass rush, while the pass defense has not been very good, the pass rush, I would say, Melissa, you probably agree, has started to come along here. We know about Justin Madubuike on the interior, but they're getting production from a couple of edge guys that have dealt with some injuries over the past couple of years as well.
Yeah, listen, they've always brought in like a veteran presence on the edge, right? They had Jadeveon Clowney here last year. Before that, they had Justin Houston, guys that can really mentor some of their younger guys like Odafe Owe, like David Ojabo, who is playing healthy for the first time in almost three years. And so Kyle Van Noy, he is someone that I have chatted with pretty regularly this season. 33 years old and having the time of his life this year. And he's someone that they, as he likes to say, got off of the couch. He said when the Ravens picked him up last year, he was literally playing backyard ball with his like 4-year-old son. And that's what he was up to. That's what he was doing. And then he came to Baltimore and then played pretty well last year, but now he's kind of been that veteran guy on the edge. And so he didn't have a sack this past week, I know, but before that he had had like 2 sacks in like 3 weeks. So pretty outstanding numbers for him, especially, again, at age 33. And so I had asked him actually last week, what's been working for you? How are you having these numbers this year? And he told me that he's always been a guy who's had to do a lot, you know, kind of doing too much. And you think about that. His versatility is one of his strengths. Zach Orr told me that when I asked him about Kyle Van Noy. But in addition to that, it's human nature, right? Think about all of us, too. When you only have to focus on one thing, you obviously excel at that one thing. So he said that when he was in Miami and other places, he was the off-the-ball guy, and he had to rush the passer. But this year, he just has to rush the passer. So that's why he's told me he's been so successful, because he's had to focus just on that.
I think that makes a ton of sense. And the one thing about Kyle Van Noy is someone that's well-traveled, someone that's had, you know, a litany of success in this league. As you mentioned, the Ravens year in and year out seem to be able to lure veterans in that some folks may think are on, you know, their last leg. But clearly they're able to get some production out of those guys. They signed a local cat here recently as well, Yannick Ngakoue, someone that I expect to eventually be a big part of that pass rush too. So make sure you keep your eyes peeled out for that. Looking ahead to Sunday, Melissa, the injury situation for both of these teams obviously is going to, you know, significantly impact the outcome of this football game. Couple of key DMPs today for the Ravens. Of the gentlemen that were listed as DMPs, Melissa, and I know this is, you know, going against traditional journalism, but just play the game for a second. Of the guys that were listed as DMPs, who do you think would be the biggest, most significant loss for Baltimore if they were unable to go?
Probably Rashad Bateman. That would kind of be my pick because, look, he had a really great game last week, I should say. And here's the thing. He's been so heavily criticized, right, because of his numbers, and he hasn't really gotten the ball a whole lot, right? But you look at his separation numbers. I think that's something really important to look at because he gets more separation than literally anybody else on the team. And so he's been criticized, obviously, in the past for not having chemistry with Lamar and whatever, you know, but obviously it's there. It's just that they have so many, I mean, I can't believe we're saying this as a Baltimore offense, so many weapons for Lamar to pick from, to throw to, right? You have his favorite target. You have Mark Andrews. You have Isaiah Likely. Now you have Charlie Kohler in the mix now too. Zay Flowers and then the veteran Nelson Aguilar. So, you know, Rashad Bateman might not necessarily be like in the one of his first people he looks to, but you can tell that there's something building there for him and Lamar. So I think that he would definitely be a very important part of that as well. The other guy, I mean, the other guys, like, I'm not terribly worried about, like, if in terms of actually most of them, like Coach Harbaugh did say today that of the guys on that weren't at practice today, that no one is like a really, it's all kind of like not a big deal kind of stuff.
It's Wednesday. It's week 6, right? Guys starting to get
rested. Exactly.
The boo-boos are starting to add up to this point, so I understand it.
Yeah, so just people are like a little dinged up, and he said nothing serious to work about. One guy, by the way, that you should definitely keep an eye on that's coming back that I don't know if he'll make it this week is Arthur Millette. I think he brings so many intangibles that you don't necessarily always see on the field, but he's someone like the effort is always going to be like 1,000,000%. So he is definitely someone, if he does make his return this week, I'm not necessarily sure that he's going to. I would imagine not. That would be a really big deal for this Ravens defense.
Melissa, can I put you on the spot? Can we get an official prediction from you for Sunday? The game that folks are calling and dubbing the game of the week.
Oh, this is absolutely the game of the week. Look, I think it's going to be a shootout, right, for sure. Because, I mean, between these two quarterbacks and how dynamic they are, there's no way that it wouldn't be. If I can make more of an educated prediction right now, I think it's whichever defense decides to show up, especially in the secondary, I think that is going to be the team that's going to win.
For sure, and I agree with you. I think I was saying it in the opening of the show, Melissa, these teams – mirror each other so much. And I think if you would have said that in August, Melissa, people would have said, you don't know ball. What are you talking about? Two young dynamic quarterbacks that are, you know, transcendent at the position. Two offensive lines that were heavily scrutinized going into the year, but I would say have both exceeded expectations. And then defensively, two units that really haven't been able to stop a running faucet. So it's going to be interesting to see which defense, as you mentioned, is able to step up coming into Sunday.
Yeah, and absolutely. And, like, I kind of take John Harbaugh's approach on this. He kind of said today that isn't it kind of neat? You know, basically what he was saying, that you appreciate that both teams that are in such close proximity to each other, 40 miles apart from each other, are having the success that they're having right now. And he kind of was like, well, I'm an old person, so I appreciate it a little bit more. Maybe I'm an old person now, too, you know, because I definitely appreciate the fact that we have two good teams in this area, especially for the people that grew up here. Like, how neat is this that we're watching two historic, dynamic quarterbacks play at the same time, playing the way that they are right now? I think it's really cool.
For sure. Melissa, appreciate you as always, my friend. I will see you soon. I will see a lot of you soon, my friend.
Yes, so, we'll see each other this weekend for sure.
So let's do it. Melissa, always good catching up with you. One of the best talking all things Baltimore Ravens. Make sure you give her a follow on the OX app at Melissa Y. Kim, and check her and myself out this Saturday on the call for Howard University football. Melissa, appreciate you. As always, 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we know Jaden Daniels has been the straw that stirs the drink offensively for the Washington Commanders. But which commander outside of Jaden Daniels can the team not afford to lose? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM at National Harbor Lester Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Big thank you to Melissa Kim joining us from our sister station, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Getting us geared up for Ravens and Commanders coming up on Sunday. I said it was the game of the week. I mean, duh. Could I call it potentially the game of the year to this point? I mean, two teams that I continue to say mirror each other, two teams that are in different stages as organizations, Baltimore established, made it to the AFC Championship game a year ago, Washington, new quarterback, new ownership, not a ton of preseason expectations, and they are getting geared up for a head-on collision come Sunday. I think as we continue to get closer to Sunday, I don't know which way I'm leaning. And I pick Washington on the pregame show. I pick Washington every game this year. Shocker, right? Homer, Wisey, whatever you want to call it. I pick Washington every game this year. I may pick them again on Sunday. The more and more we get deeper into the weeds of this matchup, the better I feel about Washington's chances. Because I think offensively, in the pass game at least, they can provide some serious challenges for Baltimore. They can provide some real legit challenges for Baltimore. But obviously health is going to be the big thing that determines how far Washington's going to be able to go this year. And I teased it before the break. We know Jaden Daniels is the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak, for Washington. But the question is this. Outside of Jaden Daniels, who can the Commanders not afford to lose? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. All right, Athen in Annapolis tweets at me and says, Frankie Louvoux, B-Rob, and Austin Eckler. They are the biggest standouts next to our quarterback. And I can agree with that. I can agree with that. So everyone was, you know, holding their breath as to whether or not Brian Robinson was going to suit up on Sunday. Remember back in the day, Trent Williams used to be DNP Wednesday, DNP Thursday, limited Friday, full participant Sunday, playing the best left tackle of anybody in the sport. If Brian Robinson needs to be that guy, if Brian Robinson needs to be a guy that, you know, spends a lot of time on the massage table during the week and in the cold tub, I am A-okay with that. Because he is so vital to what Washington wants to do on the offensive side of the football. I think I got to agree with Athen. I may look at B-Rob and Austin Eckler and go, man, this thing isn't possible without those two. I'm gonna go out on even more of a limb and say this. Austin Eckler, to me, clearly, if you've watched the first 5 weeks, is their most dynamic weapon outside of Jaden Daniels. His ability to make guys miss, his ability to turn a 3-yard check down into a 20-yard gain is special. And it's part of why Washington's had the success they've been able to have offensively. I firmly believe that. If you lose him, was it that big of a deal? We've seen how they replaced him in Arizona, right? A lot of Jeremy McNichols, a lot of Alameda Zacchaeus. So I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, Eckler, I may say he's probably the best bargain free agent value signing of the offseason in terms of what he has provided to this team. Now, Derrick Henry obviously fits the bill as well because of what he's doing, leading the NFL in rushing in Baltimore, but
Kirk's doing pretty good down in Atlanta, too.
Well, I would say so, but in terms of value signings, I mean, no one wanted Austin Eckler, which is, to me, I don't know if it was a money thing, if he was asking for too much, but clearly he still has a bunch of tread left on the tires. He's as explosive as any back in the National Football League. And look, I'm not going to complain about it, right? I love that we have him. I love hearing his interviews with Grant Danny every Tuesday. It's awesome. It's my favorite. But we got to keep him healthy. 1-800-636-1067 is the number.
Here's one thing I just want to ask you real quickly, Mel. Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad that for once we aren't the team with an aging quarterback like the Jets that's causing trouble in the locker room, talking to the press, all this stuff, and the team's not doing well, they're firing coaches? That's not us for once.
It's different.
For once.
Feels great. It's honestly, like I said, what did I say earlier? The showers feel better. The water hydrates you a little bit more. I'm not
telling
tired.
My water heater broke today. We're waiting to get it fixed tomorrow.
Well,
so
wow.
Yeah, shower's not hitting today.
More overtime coming up next here on The Fan. It's a couple of days away from the biggest Sunday of the year, Ravens and Commanders from M&T Bank Stadium. Game of the year, game of the week, however you want to call it. I've said this all day long, because, by the way, this is my second show of the day, because this is how we roll. It feels like every time I get into the weeds of the numbers between these two teams, one, I realize how similar they are, and then two, it's two teams that honestly haven't met or lived up to their preseason expectations. For Baltimore, it's haven't lived up to their preseason expectations. For Washington, it's, man, I had no clue they would be that much of a tough out for teams. But as we get closer to Sunday, I want to get into more of what Washington presents offensively. I've dubbed it exotic smash mouth football. I think what they're doing on that side of the football is super impressive, from tempo to motion to the different personnel groupings to how multiple they are with their run scheme. It's a really tough unit to prepare for week in and week out. But obviously, it all starts with the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. And I'm not trying to discredit anyone else on this football team, but if they didn't have Jaden Daniels, let's just say I think they'd be 0-5 rather than 4-1. That's how significant I think his impact has been. But the question I have, so we know Jaden Daniels has done a nice job keeping himself upright in the offensive line, and Jaden himself has done a nice job protecting him on a week-in, week-out basis. So he's off the table. Outside of Jaden Daniels, who can the Commanders not afford to lose on the offensive side of the football? Throughout Austin Eckler, but in reality, they've already proved they can win without Austin Eckler. Brian Robinson, yeah, super important, but he didn't play the entire second half on Sunday, and Washington was still able to run the football. I'm going to go up front. I look at their all-pro center, Tyler Biadasz, and I'm saying he's an all-pro because, one, Grant Paulson went out on a limb yesterday and said it, and I agree. For the first 6 weeks, like, if I had an all-pro vote, he would get it first team at center. From what they're asking him to do in terms of identifying protections, in terms of the matchups he's had to take on early on in this year. It's not as if, right, Washington has played teams week in and week out that don't have a badass on the interior. He's had to go up against Vita Vea. He's had to go up against Dexter Lawrence. He's had to go up against Dalvin Tomlinson. Week in, week out, Tyler Biadasz has drawn the most difficult assignment up front, and he's handled it like a G. Word to Dan Quinn. But, no, honestly, he's the other guy that I think if they lose him, it changes what you do offensively. I can make an argument for any one of those interior three guys, Allegretti, Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi. Granted, Sam Cosmi struggled on Sunday, right? They used Adarius Smith as an interior rusher, and it gave Cosmi fits at times. But he's another guy. Cosmi, Allegretti, Biadasz, those are the three guys to me that I feel like, man, this team simply cannot afford to lose simply because of how important they have been to Washington's run game and Washington's pass game. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Outside of Jaden Daniels, who can the Commanders ill afford to lose going into this week? Maybe the rest of the way. Lou, out of D.C., what's going on, Lou?
What's up, big dog?
How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm good, man. It's hard to try to pinpoint and say one player where you took out Jaden. I mean, he's the machine and make him go. So, if I say the long snapper with that,
the long snapper? why the long? Oh, because of how many times they're kicking extra points. I mean, he's necessary.
Hey man, I gotta show him love, man. We came far away from, you know, your boy Cheeseman, man.
Cameron Cheeseman. Good gracious.
Come on, man. We gotta show love. Hey, Lou, to you know what?
That's some perspective, man. We sure have came a long way from Cameron Cheeseman.
That ball barely be making it to the catcher. I mean, not the catcher, but the holder, man. Yeah, man. So, but nah. To be honest, I mean, I don't know, man. They could plug in any wide receiver. I was gonna say Terry, but I mean, you could plug in any of these wide receivers. They be out there balling.
I don't know, Lou, about that. Right? Like,
you don't think
especially
so?
In a matchup like last week where you saw a ton of man coverage from Cleveland. How many guys are you comfortable with in this receiving corps just going out and beating man coverage, snap in, snap out? Like, I understand we've had guys do it, but consistently, that's my question.
Right here. Yeah, so I'll just go with Terry, and then I say Terry, since people keep saying we don't have a true number one guy, since, I mean, to me, Terry, I mean, all we needed was a QB, and which we have one, I think. He is the number one to my eyes, so I think he, you know, every time you see him, he catching them balls. So, I mean, I think to me, besides Jaden, I think I'll put him out there too, be honest. I mean,
yes.
I mean, look, man, they balling, man.
For
they
sure.
Balling, man.
Lou, I appreciate you as always, my man. Appreciate
yes, sir.
You calling. 1-800-636-1067. Charles Davis, NFL Network analyst, going to join us coming up here in a second. But first, let's get to Nate in D.C. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to cut to the chase. I originally was about to say Terry McLaurin, but the caller before me said Terry McLaurin. So I figure one player on offense that we cannot go without will be B-Rob because we need that consistency, that push up front that he gives, that, you know, that motor that he provides. And he's kind of been doing it since he got here, to be honest. He's only gotten better. And I just appreciate his contributions to our team.
Awesome. Nate, I appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. Charles Davis, NFL analyst for CBS and the NFL Network, set to join us next. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. We'll be joined by our pal Charles Davis, NFL analyst for CBS, coming up here momentarily. But real quick here before we get to Charles, it is preseason in the NBA, and that's what I care about. I know a lot of you all are caught up in the Major League Baseball playoffs and the start of hockey, but I've already seen my first Chris Paul to Victor Wembanyama alley-oop, and I absolutely love it. Joining us right now via the BetQL guest hotline, one of my absolute favorites, my guy, Charles Davis. Charles, are you on the call? You're on the call of Oakland, Vegas and Pittsburgh this week, my friend?
I am, and how can we not call it Oakland, right? That's just kind of the way it works.
It's kind of right? Just the way that it works.
And let me apologize off the top. Mm-hmm. I am at a hotel in Las Vegas, and I just passed all the convention years. So my apologies for the background noise.
No, you're all good, my brother. This is live radio, man. We'll take it how we get it. Always love catching up with you, my friend. Last time we talked, I was on the national network, the Infinity Sports Network.
Yes.
And we got out, and I said, Charles, keep an eye peeled for my old Washington Commanders. And you gave me a little bit of heat about it, but you were fun with it. I mean, how would you describe the first month plus of the year here for D.C., man? Because this town, this tri-state region is buzzing.
No, it's sensational, Linnell. And listen, the evidence going into it does not support what we're seeing right now.
Yes.
Right? When you go into it and you look, the changes that have been made, some of the players who are no longer there, a rookie quarterback, a first-year head coach, and then you couple it, and then you add in all the years of dysfunction with the franchise, even though you have to change that with new ownership. But still, it takes a while to dig out. The evidence wasn't there. Hey, they're going to be good this year. Like, right. If you had said that in preseason most plays and you weren't a fan, what?
Yeah.
And then the next question would have been, define good.
Right.
Because there's degrees of it. This is off the charts. And now they game where you have a neighborhood rival that is a traditionally really good football team that's better than what their record is. But at the same time, you're talking about Washington taking them on and feeling like this is going to be a heck of a game. This is one of the games of the week. Again, preseason, that you never would be able to sell that.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. Looking at Baltimore's perspective inside of this here for a second, Charles, you said, the 3-2, they've rattled off three straight victories, but I can't help but look at this defense and go, is that the Ravens? Now, obviously, they brought Dean Pease in today to try to, you know, help out as an advisor.
Try and help out.
But they're stopping the run, Charles, but it doesn't really tell the story about what they're giving up on the back end. They return all of the starters from a year ago in this secondary, if I'm not mistaken, but for whatever reason, they're giving up explosive after explosive after explosive. How do you think Washington looks to exploit that this weekend?
Exactly what they're seeing. And when you have a quarterback who is not just mobile, but can run and sting you. Remember in the draft process, we all said, hey, Jaden Daniels is as close to Lamar Jackson coming out as a runner as we've seen as a quarterback. And he has proven that. In fact, this is the first game, I believe they say, since 1950, maybe ever is what I would say, that both starting quarterbacks are averaging over 60 yards a game on the ground. So that tells you what you're getting.
Right.
Now, you have to plan for that. And off of that, where he can look like he's running, off of being able to run the ball with Brian Robinson, now you go play action, and that's where your explosives come from. And you have Terry McLaurin, you have Dyami Brown, you have people who can make those kind of plays happen. Remember, Baltimore also has a rookie that plays a lot out on the corner, Nate Wiggins.
Yes.
So sometimes it just gets a little bit, you know, you stop in the run, and sometimes stats can be misleading because a lot of times if a team's really good at one thing in defense, like stopping the run, pass defense might be failing. Hey, if you're number one in the league in pass defense, you might be 30th against the run. You know what I mean?
It's how it goes.
So it's how it goes. I don't expect Baltimore to stay this way. They're too good and traditionally too strong at doing what they do, and that is playing really good defense. But for right now, it's evidently a concern. And we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I don't know if their run defense numbers are skewed a little bit because they've played with a lead each of the past couple of weeks, and that's discouraged teams from doing that, CD. But it's just foreign to me to see a Ravens team playing this poorly defensively right now.
It throws you. And as I said, I don't expect it to stay that way when you've got Kyle Hamilton doing all the things that he does and Marlon Humphrey and – these names are too good, right, too consistent, too strong. But at the moment, it's definitely a concern. And if you are Cliff Kingsbury coordinating plays and Jaden Daniels running them, you think to yourself, there's a chance for those big plays. Because all those eyes that go to Daniels, it takes a lot of extra to get ready for a guy like that youngster.
100%. I'm glad you mentioned old Cliff Kingsbury, man. We're not worried in Washington that, look, we're going to lose him after this year to be a head coach candidate for another franchise. I've dubbed what they're doing, Charles, offensively. And this is not original. I know Tennessee used this years ago, talking about this moniker. I'm calling it exotic smash mouth football. They're giving you jet motion.
I love how you remember Tennessee
doing
it.
Come on, man. Because you remember that team. They're giving you a bunch of tempo. They're playing a lot of 12 and 13 personnel. They're so multiple with their personnel groupings that it's really challenging teams on the defensive side, personnel-wise, like, how do we match up against this group? If we go with our base personnel, do they split those three and two tight ends out wide, and now we're at a disadvantage with the numbers game? It's been special to watch. But one guy that I think has been the unsung hero of all of this, Charles, and you know how well-respected this dude is across NFL circles, Anthony Lynn is the run game coordinator, Charles.
Yeah.
And Bobby Johnson comes over from New York in Buffalo.
Yep.
Where he's worked with
offensive line coach and looking for redemption.
Exactly. So I think both of those two dudes have kind of, you know, whispered a little bit in Cliff's ear, hey, look, I know we got Jaden Daniels, but don't forget about the running attack. I mean, the way that they have dialed it up this year has been special. When you look at this matchup, Washington's run offense versus Baltimore's run defense, where does the rubber meet the road here?
Well, it's gonna meet right in the middle because that big kid from UConn, I mean, Jones.
He's not a joke.
I mean, he's no joke now. Yeah. And Matabike, everyone talks about what he did last year in the pass rush game, but he can stop. He's a good run stopper up front. And Baltimore preaches that. That's kind of the mantra. In order to play like a Raven, which is their overall motto, you've got to make sure you take stuff away. And they've always been good at run defense. They've always had guys who are pluggers. From my dear friend Tony Siragusa on. Remember Ted Washington, with all those mammoth people in there, right? They're just going to, Sam Adams, they're just going to say, hey, you're not doing that. Now let's see what else you've got. That's why it's so, you know, mystifying at the early going about Baltimore and the pass defense. But again, I expect them to get better. But if you're going to come at them with the run defense, they have people. You know, Roquan Smith at the next level is a linebacker. Yep. Can't wait to meet you in the hold and let's play. If you want to play smash mouth, that's cool. I think the thing you pointed out that probably throws all of us is simply exotic smash mouth and Cliff Kingsbury doesn't ever seem to go in the same sentence together. So that tells you about the evolution of him as a coach. And Anthony Lynn and Bobby Johnson, I mentioned the word redemption. Both of them were relieved of their duties. Bobby is an offensive line coach in New York where the quarterbacks got hit over 100 times last year in terms of sacks, I think. And then you've got Anthony, who lost play calling when he was the offensive coordinator at Detroit. Yep. Dan Campbell took that from him. So both of them looking for, hey, hold a second. We're good coaches now. Don't forget what we've got. And as you said, what they're taking on with Cliff and Cliff's evolution of saying, hey, I'm listening to that. I'm not strictly an air raid guy. What do we have to do to move the ball? I think for all three of them, it shines a very positive light.
The one thing that I have kind of questioned, you know, Charles, and I'm a DMV DC kid born and raised. I'm 26, so I haven't got to see, you know, the prosperity of, you know, the 90s with this squad. But the one thing that I continue to go back to with this team is it feels like they have the right blend of personalities in this building. You mentioned, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, a guy that was kicked to the curb. Anthony Lynn, a guy that was kicked to the curb. Dan Quinn himself, a guy that was kicked to the curb. When you have a bunch of guys in a building that feel like they've been slighted, it's easy to bring it all together and say, hey, let's go prove the world wrong. I think that's the mentality this Washington team has taken this year.
Yeah.
Moving forward with this group, whatever happens this week, how do you expect this group to be talked about moving forward? Are you buying this 4-1 start that Washington's had, I guess?
I absolutely am. Because we saw it with Dan Quinn in Atlanta. And we saw how he built that team. And they grasp on, look, DQ, if you spend any time around him, you grasp on to DQ. Plus, speaking of redemption, right? Atlanta at a high level, 28-3 happens, goes to Dallas, changes some of the stuff he does defensively, and they have one of the better defenses in the league. He oozes positivity, but I think he's got a little hardened edge to him now, having gone through it the way he did the first time. And I think that we're looking at a Washington team that has a number of those things with them. Yep. Very positive people. But at the same time, they've been through some stuff. And they don't want to go through that again.
Exactly.
And everyone's kind of coming together on it. So I think this is the team. Look, I don't know what the record's going to ultimately be this year. But I think it's going to be a very positive year for Washington. I think that they're going to contend because that division has shown some cracks in it. And I think they're going to be there for a little while now because I think Dan Quinn knows how he did things in Atlanta and how he would improve them the second time around. And I think that he's got a chance to do that. I think the management in Washington makes all the difference.
Yes.
You didn't have a chance before under the previous management. I don't care who you were as a coach.
Yeah.
Good ones went through there and it didn't work. This time, they have a chance. So, hey, I hate to do this to you, but yeah. I've got to pick something up.
All good, brother.
And if I do that, if I don't do that before this goes, I'm in big trouble. But I hope I've helped a little bit tonight
good,
and there wasn't
brother.
Too much noise.
Look, I appreciate you joining us as always. We'll make sure we're on where we got our eyes glued to the TV set. Our guy Charles Davis going to be on the call. Well, my favorite, the Birdman, Iron Eagle. Steelers and Raiders coming up Sunday. Charles, have a good call, my brother. We'll do it again soon.
Hey. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your understanding, and
yes,
I'll make it up to you down the road.
You
take care.
You're all good, my man. He always answers my calls. Charles Davis, one of the absolute best talking all things NFL. I can't wait for Sunday. Hearing the national perspective, hearing how CD looks at things, it gets me fired up. I got goosebumps. Washington with a real opportunity on Sunday, as I continue to say, to set the narrative for how they're going to be viewed for the rest of the season. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will go around the National Football League. Coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.